Welcome to Life of the Dust Live. This is your boy, Seti J, and it is a beautiful Monday, or as we call it, Hot After Dust Monday. And I'm glad to have you guys on yet another weekend show. It means God bless us to see another week. And heck, we even got an extra day this year because it's leap year, so it's an honor to be able to do a show on leap day. But, man, I got a special co-host in the building with me tonight. We actually interviewed her last week, and this week she's chiming in. She's actually helped me interview the two models for this week. That's Angel, who will be for tonight, and then Neek will be on Wednesday. So we got a very great show for you guys. But let me go ahead and let T talk. What's up, T?
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
You.
Hey, I'm the king of manipulating my voice, so I'm always I can mess y'all hard time, but it's crazy, man. Have you on this side of the mic now, being in the co-host world? So that's crazy. I'm definitely glad to have you as a guest co-host.
Well, thank you. Now, can I get my hand clap?
It's actually the hand clap is out of order, so it doesn't work.
Well, you know what? Here we go. Got my own clap.
And audience, if you think I'm awesome, give me a hand clap. If you think I'm awesome, audience, what do you think? What do you think? It worked. I'm sorry. All of a sudden, it started working.
Oh yeah, I bet.
It's crazy, man. I don't know about you, but I was one of those people. I didn't watch the Oscars yesterday because I wasn't going to be fake.
I was asleep.
I told people I was not watching them, and I did just that. I said I wasn't watching it.
Well, I was asleep, so it doesn't matter.
So by default. You boycotted him because you went to sleep. So,
first of all, I ain't know about it. What counts that
for you?
I ain't know about it. So I don't keep up with stuff like that.
There you go. Oscars wasn't even that important to you. Well, there you go, guys.
Nope, it's not giving me no money. Yep.
I feel you on that. I feel you. But, man, Which, you know, I don't have any magical Oscar discussions for today because, again, I didn't watch it. So, freaking well. I've heard other radio shows talk about it all day. But I just can't talk about what I don't fucking really, you know, really know about. I'm not just going to use secondhand information if I didn't really too much watch it, so... That's one less topic we gotta talk about for today. Woo!
Well, you see, Brotherly Love on Netflix. That was a good movie.
What movie were you watching?
Brotherly Love.
No, I didn't watch it. No, I was watching something else.
Oh my god!
Crazy said Netflix, man. Because I was watching Fuller House this weekend.
Oh yeah, some people watching it. I ain't watched that yet.
Yeah, I was binge watching the heck out. It's good. Because, you know, sometimes they try to bring back shows and they're kind of corny. They actually did a really good job of this.
Yeah.
And just to kind of set it up for people that want to know.
One of my favorite models followed me back, y'all.
Oh, Lord. Okay. I know who you're talking about.
Who?
You talked about the one from last week, the one we were talking about last week.
Oh, she's been following me. I'm talking about another model.
Oh, okay. Now they try. Oh, I know what it is now. So they see you popping, so now they trying to get on while they can. That's what
it
is when they see you popping.
She kind of out there already, though.
That don't mean nothing. That don't mean nothing at all. I mean, heck, full disclosure, like, some of the celebrities, they love coming here more than they love going to the quote-unquote mainstream shows. They just have a better time here. So, hey, never think that person's too big for you. You might actually, it might be something about you that could make them cling to you. So, hey, you know.
You never know.
People might be seeing you working. They think you popping. People respect hard work.
Yeah.
But yeah. So who was it?
Well,
no, I didn't even ask that question. What model was it?
It's a model named Nicole. Her name is Ashley Nichols or something. Well, he's not a model. It's a photographer.
Ah, okay.
And he shot with a model that I like. So yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but. Oh man! As far as one thing I did want to ask you was, you know, how was Visions on Saturday? You know, y'all were talking about
it was popping. Y'all need to follow my snap. Like,
ooh,
on my snap.
Yes, y'all do.
Oh wow! Yeah. Y'all know what to say. Go down on Instagram. I mean Snapchat. It goes down. It's still like.
Yeah, now I know why you go by T the model, because when you go on Snapchat, you can get a lot of tea. A lot of tea, but whoa, what is going on?
You know.
Especially that Rihanna came on, she's in a whole nother world.
But hey,
you know what to do. You was like, Ooh, that's my song.
That is my song.
I'm telling y'all, man. She was no back. That was all hips moving.
Let me tell you.
Like, okay, T. Okay, I see you. She was trying to Millie rock a little bit. You know, her Millie rock was kind of suspect, but we gonna let that one go.
Yeah, I can't really rock, but that's for her,
lead that to the professionals.
Yeah, you can have.
I heard that song three times yesterday too, because of damn
song.
Music choice. Come on, music choice.
That dance is really funny to me. Anyway.
It's like somebody about to.
Just it reminds your arm like that.
You look like a chicken, like before getting ready to get his feathers plucked.
Like chicken on fire.
Yeah, like he about to get his feathers plucked, so he run around flapping his wings frantically. That's what Millie Rockin' looks like.
Mm-hmm.
I've been killing that hold up, but still.
I won't kill it.
I'm Millie Rockin' in the blood. You know what? I think that's a lot of song will get somebody shot up because you can't just go do that on anybody block. People out here crazy as hell. So I wouldn't just do that on any block. I would, you know, use some discretion before you use something stupid. But,
yeah.
Y'all know what time it is. It is time for a music break. That way I can sip some water And then we come up with music break.
Some water.
Yeah, no. Some water. That was my that was me trying to be proper.
Okay.
Yeah, after that, we'll begin right interview Angel the Model. Shout out to her. RVA, Mish. RVA. Before I go to this music break, shout out to RVA because they're more people are continuing to prove my point that DMV supports everything I do. Since the beginning of everything I've done, it don't matter what I do, the DMV always supports heavy. So big ups.
Shout out to our promotion team, Team Envy. And shout out to my fave, y'all. He working. If y'all need somebody to promote your music or anything, y'all hit him up on Instagram at Team Envy. What?
I'm about to say, you forgot the Instagram. You must have had that ready.
TMVCO1. So, y'all hit him up if you need music promotion. You need him to host your music, club appearances, walkthroughs, anything. He got you. I got you. We all got you. Now.
All right. I'm going to play a female artist. And then we come back. We'll begin ready for the interview. So, bam, this is Red Shades. It Ain't Hard to Tell. We come after this again. We'll be interviewing Angel the Model right here on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddie J, and your girl, T the Model. Life at Dust Live, your boy Ceddie J, my co-host, guest co-host T the Model.
Yep, Monday and Wednesday.
AKA the T, you know, the reason why, again, the reason why I should go by T the Model, because if you go to Snapchat, you get lots of
No.
She got, you know, as soon as you go to that Snapchat, it's like, oh, my, that's a lot of, man, there's some tea on here. I got some tea to tell tomorrow. Spill some of that tea. Yeah, so.
Nah.
But we got our special guest for today. And definitely I'm glad to have another part of the RVA peoples. On Welcome to the Show. My girl. I know you. Are you playing me? Yeah, I'm gonna give her crickets. My girl, Angel the Model. What's up? What's up?
Hey.
I got her. Man. She's still holding it over my head. I played her earlier. She's still holding it over
really
my head.
Real.
That's because you was expecting them. When you were expecting too hard, I can't give it to you. You gotta just.
Mm-hmm.
You just gotta let it happen. She be demanding hand claps. Now, where are my hand claps? Like,
let me
what?
Get that hand clap. And you know you heard, what was his name? I can't remember his name. You was an old song.
You talking about Hurricane Chris?
Yes, yep, that's his name.
I'm the musicologist, so my brain is like a music library. But Angel thought she could sneak past us. So welcome to the show, ma'am.
Hello.
Bye-bye. Yes. I got a question. First question, I want to know, where was you in the video? I saw that you was like, Agent was trying to hold down the camera because she didn't want to. Because she wanted to see that she'd be turning it up. That's what that was. Because I saw me and I saw T, but I didn't see you in the camera on Saturday.
I was video recording everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was.
All right, hold on. Was she just recording, or was she recording and doing something and turning up at the same time?
Nah, she was just recording.
Okay. Y'all friends, so I don't trust it. You might just be telling me what I want to hear. Okay.
We not friends right now. This is professional. You don't mix it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm watching y'all. But I kind of was peeping, because I like those little videos that you were doing on Instagram, and you were kind of talking about the name, and I didn't even know that. So kind of first off, tell everyone why you go by Angel in the first place.
I go by Angel because when I was a baby, I had died twice.
Damn. What happened?
I just set the whole show into like a depressing mood.
It's not depressing because she's alive and doing well.
I know,
it's a triumphant story.
Celebrate
her.
Dang.
Goodness.
I'm alive.
But it's like, wow. Did she really just say
that? No, because it's good because people want to know. If she said it, like, well,
hey,
damn,
it
she
good,
here.
But,
goodness.
Okay.
Anyway,
this is the better way she could have put that.
Okay.
She gave it straight cut and dry. So what happened? Like, what happened that you died twice?
I had issues when I was a baby. I was a premature baby.
Okay. You're definitely not premature no more. You grown up.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. What?
Oh, man.
Okay.
See how I spun that? See, T was over. Oh, he's making that show depressing. You saw how I spun that? Yeah, thank you. I got you.
Okay, next question.
I got you.
This class.
But okay, right,
describe your ideal work environment.
My ideal work environment? Music, laid back, professional, entertainment? I don't know.
Question. How can you be laid back and professional? Like, how do y'all do that?
Laid back as in being able to take breaks, but and when you're shooting, to be professional at all times?
A break as in what kind of break? As in you stop doing what you're doing to take a break, or when you're done halfway, you take a break and think of new ideas and keep going?
Think of new ideas and keep going.
And how do you come up with ideas?
You collaborate. Be quiet.
And where are y'all getting your ideas from? Like, is it off the top of the head? Do you see something on social media that you like and you recreate it or something like that?
We think of our own ideas sometimes, and we get inspired by the model. And you already know that, too.
I don't know what you're talking about. So who is we?
Okay. So I'll think of ideas by myself. I'll pass them by my photographers or by other models, such as T the model.
I don't know who that is. Can you please explain to me who that is?
The lady on the other end.
Hi, lady. But anyway, next question.
Get out of here. Oh, my God. I'm jumping in. Okay. I'm jumping back in. Nah, but I was peeping. T asked a question. I'm going to kind of go back to, I think that was a fabulous question. And you were talking about like a work environment you like dealing with. You know, how do you keep yourself focused and not get too distracted? Because sometimes when you got to do a bit of different poses and change your face a million times, sometimes it can get really hard to focus on that. So how do you channel yourself to stay focused?
Well, if you're a motivated model, you already know that you have to stay focused and what type of emotionals you have to have with each pose and your facial structure and make sure you look in the camera and things of that nature. And if you don't know where...
Let's beep in one thing. Okay, so you're having a bad day. How is it that you can get yourself to stay focused if you just, your mind is in another place?
Yeah, good
listen
question.
Listen to music. Music helps everything.
Okay, so what is music Not some days.
Music ain't enough for me.
Music helps me.
What if you just going straight from what happened to modeling and there's no music? Like, every photo shoot you go to is not going to have music. So
exactly.
How do you put yourself in that situation as in far as in, okay, there's no music, what do I do?
You can't let every situation that goes on in your life affect your mood and what you're doing in life. Can't control
it. Sometimes that's hard. So is there anything that you do so that won't happen?
I mean, you have coping skills. Well, I have coping skills that help me sometimes.
Okay. As far as, like, work with other models, because I've seen you have work, you work with Tina Model, because one of the hard things is having good chemistry when you're doing photo shoots and whatnot. How do you know that you're gonna have good chemistry right off the back with someone, and how do you find a way to channel that into your photo shoot and make that picture come out great?
You don't know always if you're gonna have good chemistry with people, but when I met T the model, we clicked just like that, so we almost just alike. And basically, we met 3 days, 4 days before the shoot that we had. We chilled. We actually chilled for like 3 days straight before we actually had the photo shoot. So we got to know each other, actually. So that was fun. And I had another photo shoot with somebody, but, you know, they kind of ruined my photo, but it's okay.
Number one rule in the modeling game. No matter if the photo shoot wasn't good, never, ever, ever bash a person, because it can make you or break you just like this.
Man, hello. I wouldn't go too hard in, but it's okay to admit that. It's okay to admit it, but I wouldn't say.
T.
Okay. Next question.
Okay.
What are your strengths?
Now what?
What are your strengths?
My strengths?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I'm good in math and science. And
No, in modeling. What happened?
Hey, that was a general question, Jay. That was very general.
But we're talking about modeling, so therefore I don't even know why her mind went woo.
Because I was just doing math homework. I'm sorry. Okay, it's good.
Okay.
So my twin brother said, "Hey, everybody."
Hey.
So, I'm outgoing. I have a positive mind.
Okay, so how does being outgoing relate to modeling?
Being outgoing helps me think of new ideas and to try new things and not always, like, stay in one category. And to actually move from the different category.
How do you seem to be so comfortable in your skin? Because some models, you know, they only like to stick to one type of genre. It has to always be fashion, but you seem to be comfortable with doing any type of thing like bikinis or fitness wear. You've done some implants. Everything. How do you seem to find a way to be comfortable in that? Because not every model is.
Well, I realized that if you stay in one genre, there's no way you can actually get out there unless you move to different genres and try new things. So I'm like, why not try new things? If I don't like it, I don't have to do it. But how will you not know if you like it if you never try it?
Man, hello. Preach to these people out here, man. And like,
no preaching.
Okay, so how do you know, like as far as, because you can't do, and of course, because of, even with doing that kind of stuff, sometimes you can't shoot that with everyone. How do you know as far as the people you work with shooting like that, how do you know that they're the type of people you can feel comfortable doing that with?
So, MLB Photography 804, the photographer I've been working with for the past 3 months now. So, actually, a friend of mine worked with him a year ago or so. She worked with him, so I actually didn't know him from her. He actually had in contact with me first, and then I realized that he had worked with her previously, and then I started to get comfortable with him, and that we actually clicked and things that make sense.
Okay, another question. Well, not a question, kind of like a statement, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Even though a photographer is okay for a certain person, it's not going to always be okay for you. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
Just because another model is comfortable with him, you might not be comfortable with him because, you know, you might see a whole different side of him than she did.
Yes, I agree
with that, but I wasn't stating exactly that I was comfortable with him because my friend was comfortable with him. I was saying that I was trying to work with him since I realized that she worked with him and I actually liked his work. So I started to work with him, and then I realized I was comfortable with him.
That's what's up. I like your work with him because, again, he's got versatility. And y'all don't do the same. Y'all kind of try to do something different. Even if it has an element from another shoot, y'all try to do something different in every shoot. And that's what I admire. I pay attention to that with photographers and models. So I definitely salute you for that.
Well, me, personally, I don't like to work with a photographer my friends work with because I don't know. Because you know how your friends get, like, feeling some way. Oh, you going to work with him because I worked with him? Nah. Mm-hmm.
Nah, see, I got to jump into there for that one. Because that's not always the case. I mean, it depends.
But so far.
Yeah, it depends. Well, hold on. You're meaning, you're speaking if it's a, now you got to be more specific. If it's a jealous type of friend, yes. But no, sometimes it's word of mouth because if I don't know, I mean, it's just like with anything. For instance, if you go to a job, what do they always ask for? Referrals.
What?
And usually the referrals are people you know. So you can't just, so if your friend works with it. Yeah, but I'm saying it's not always the case that you can work a model, I mean, work with photographers that your friends work with. You just can't, just as long as your friend isn't a jealous person, then you're good to go.
Cause, I like to work with new photographers that nobody else work with, so therefore people be like, oh, I like your work. And, you know, you got to venture out. You can't just be with the same people, you know.
Okay.
And it always,
we both disagree on that, but I mean, yeah, because I mean, because me again. So let's say if you're in a small city, only three of them are good. Eventually, somebody you know is going to work with the same photographer.
Yeah, I know. I know that. That's why I don't be in my city. I go adventure out.
Okay. Well, so my next question, Angel, this is non-model related. I told you I was going to grill you and ask you other questions. So as far as how do you find time to balance going to school, having a social life and trying to model at the same time?
It's called time management. So basically I mark out my schedule with my study time and my class hours and things of that nature. I have to make sure I have 40 hours worth of study time per week. So I mark all that in my calendar, then whatever's left over, I have social time and my modeling and things of that nature.
Okay, that's what's up now. Has it affected you? Have you still been able to do good in school, although you're modeling as well? Because although, yes, some people do make their schedules, but that don't mean that they still are able to do good in school.
I'm currently doing good in school right now. I have no grades below a C, only have one C at the moment, actually. So, I think I'm doing pretty good.
I'm doing good, but I'm passing.
No, it's nothing like that, because actually what happened was I looked at my grades today actually, and I was like, somehow I end up getting, I have two A's on my grades right now. I got two A's, two B's, and a C. So that's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all. Hey, let's keep it real. You'll get a C eventually. As long as you ain't got nothing lower than a C, you're doing something right.
Yes.
Speaking of that, do you feel that it's important? Do you think that being a model that has intelligence sets you apart?
Yes, I do.
Why would you say that?
Because you're able to do other things in your career and actually know what you're talking about and be able to support yourself.
Man, somebody fucking gets it. I love it. Good guy. Yeah. All right, T.
Okay.
Go ahead, T.
How does modeling affect your relationship, as in, like, a boyfriend, girlfriend?
Ooh.
I don't know what you like. I don't know, you know.
How do modeling affect my relationship? So,
So, when everybody says so, it's, well, this person don't, you know. All right, go ahead.
So, people don't like me being a model. They think, oh, that modeling is just a reason for you to put whatever type of pictures on Instagram and touch on and touch on. I'm just like, they're just mad about the whole situation of my modeling and things that nature. If the person I'm in a relationship with doesn't support my modeling, then that's them. If you're not going to support me, then you don't need to be in my life, period, basically.
You know what? You know why they do that too?
Or?
Huh?
It's because of these models out here that's not serious about modeling. They mess it up for people like you and people like T the model. They mess it up for y'all, and it pisses me off because y'all got to deal with it. People want to hate, and they want to put y'all in the Instagram model category, but y'all really trying to do something with it. But it'd be these people that just take, you can tell who just taking pictures has to be taking pictures. And y'all don't look like y'all doing that. Y'all actually networking with different photographers and actually reaching out networking. So I'm just going to say this, whoever out there, if you got a problem with them, get over it. They actually out here trying to work. So just stop hating for no reason. Okay, I got that off my chest.
Well, they can hate because you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping. Damn.
Oh my God. Okay, Drake.
Well. Okay. So, are you single, taken, looking, not looking?
What type of question is this?
Your soulmate might be listening to the show right now.
Right. Hey, boo, how you doing?
My soulmate. I know they listening. Okay.
So that's like, what was the answer?
Yeah, we didn't get an answer.
Are you taken, single, confused, in between?
I'm taken.
Girl, boy,
girl,
both. What? I don't know.
You don't know. Hold on. See, what do we do? Silly answers.
Don't do that.
See, tell them what you prefer and why. We got to give them some work.
Repeat that.
Girl or boy, what do you prefer and why?
It depends on the situation. What
do you prefer? There's no such thing as depending on the situation. That's like saying, oh, I like a dog, but I like a cat, depending on my situation.
Oh, my God. We give you a cricket for that. How you going to try to coach her on that one? So you get a cricket for that one. How can that woman answer that question?
Like, why would he say it? It depends. It depends on what.
I have a question.
So you're saying.
You're going to ask questions. I have a question. How do you just assume that I prefer either a boy or a girl?
I'm asking, which one do you prefer? I don't know what you prefer.
The lies.
Well, she doesn't have a preference. That's a loaded question because we she don't have a preference.
Yeah, like, what do you prefer?
I don't really have a preference. It's based on the person's personality.
So I'm going to follow that question up. As far as you, no matter who it is, no matter if it's a girl or a boy, what do you look for in a person?
Intelligence. They have to be supportive of me, loving, caring, and it's basically based on how you treat me as a person.
Okay, I got another question. So you saying if they're loving, caring, and support you, but what if they love you and support you, but they don't care?
Why do they care?
That's a true question. Because Tino, the discussion me and her had this weekend, that's really true.
You can love somebody but don't care for somebody.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? You can love people all day, but you don't have to care for that person.
Exactly.
They can support you.
Okay. If you don't like those questions. How do you
T don't see you, mean, you almost got me re-mad again. I'm trying to get over it. You almost got me re-mad.
Okay. How do you work under pressure?
Modeling pressure or social pressure?
Who? Both.
Both? Modeling pressure, I'm okay with. When I start to be nervous and things of that nature, but once the time goes on, I'm fine. And with social pressure, I just don't deal with it.
Okay. You say you don't deal with it, but what if you're at a job that you really like and you're under pressure with your boss? Like, are you just going to quit or are you just not going to deal with it?
I'm talking about social pressure, like social network type pressure. Dealing with jobs and things of that nature, I'm good under pressure and getting stuff done and getting what I need to get done.
Okay. Social media. What if you need to promote something in a certain amount of time and you have to do it exactly like the person told you? How are you going to deal with that? You're just not going to deal with it, or are you just going to do it?
I can get it done. What kind of questions is this?
You just said if social media pressure, you just
don't
deal with it.
I mean social media pressure as in hating people all around the dang world.
See? You didn't say that at first. And we brought it at you, and
you know
it's
exactly
on the table, and we're good.
See, you know exactly what I meant when I said that.
No, honey. We don't know. That's why we ask questions. Okay.
You know.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years with modeling?
You added the with modeling thing on there. Okay.
Yeah.
I know, because I was straight about to start talking about school. I really was. I ain't gonna lie. I see myself working with a photographer, and my brother said that it's their turn to ask questions.
Not yet, young man. We're getting there. Okay, just answer this last question.
I got a couple more for you, but okay.
Well, he answered couple questions, and then we can go to the fans.
Okay, so.
Ooh, I got some questions. Ooh. Okay, go ahead.
I see myself being more out there and actually succeeding with modeling, and like I plan on like going somewhere like New York or either California or somewhere higher with the whole modeling situation.
Are you just gonna move there, and or are you gonna?
I'm thinking about
traveling
for a little bit to see which spots are that has more business and more of my type of modeling, and then I might end up located somewhere else, or I might just stay in Richmond.
But how do you go for that? Like, you just want to up and go and then get on social media and say, oh, I'm in New York. Who want to work with me?
No, as if opportunities come up, I'm going to pursue them and actually go and get it and meet the photographers and things of that nature, work with them if I like them. Like the work. I might stay there for a couple weeks and do some work with them. And I'll come back and then go somewhere else and things of that nature.
Okay. In 5 years, you want to work with only new photographers. You don't want to do nothing. You just want to do photo shoots.
No, I want to do magazines and things of that nature.
That's still photo shoots.
No. Oh, my God. Next question.
I was thinking she was going to say, oh, she want to do, like, hosting. She want to do, like, give back to the community and stuff of that nature. All
you
I heard was magazines, traveling,
you
and photography.
You already said modeling. So you didn't specify.
You didn't specify hosting. Thank you.
Every time she gave a non-model
Thank
answer, she's like, we talking about modeling. So you go.
Chris, I definitely love giving back to the community and volunteering.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. Like, models, they host.
You didn't say they host too.
Oh, what are you talking about? They book you to host, do photo shoots and everything of that nature. So, therefore, you can't just leave something out. You don't know who listening. You'd be like, oh, okay, well, she don't want to do hosting, you know?
Okay, T.
Okay, next question. Give me a headache.
Oh, somebody tuning in, y'all. They sent me a little Snapchat thingy.
I know.
Oh, so I got another
shout out to Evan. And,
I got another y'all. Question for you, Angel.
He's an upcoming male model. So if y'all want to work with him, y'all work with him. Okay.
So, Angel, I have some more questions for you. One question, I don't think we really asked this one. Like, were there some models that you saw that inspired you? Even ones that you've seen now, like, that have inspired you to kind of have new ideas and whatnot?
I don't have one specific model that inspires me, but. Oh, my God. Be quiet. My brother keeps interrupting me.
Hey.
Michael, stop.
Goodness.
Ow. So, I don't have one specific model that, like, I look up to. But, okay. But I like certain people's, like, work on Instagram and things of that nature.
Well, what's your favorite one?
I don't know.
Like, what's some of your favorite stuff you've seen? Even if you don't necessarily have a specific model, like, what's some of the ideas you may have saw that you kind of love?
Well, Sadie already knows that I'm planning on doing body painting in, like, the next 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah. You sent some really good ideas too. I saw some pretty dope stuff you sent me.
So yeah, we're planning on getting together in like 3 weeks from now.
Most definitely. My other question, man, as far as like if you had 24 hours left to live, like how would you spend those 24 hours? Like what's some of the craziest things you would do if you only had 24 hours left?
Craziest things? I want to go bungee jumping.
A lot of y'all say that. I noticed that. A lot of people say bungee jumping or skydiving. Even if I'm going to die, I don't think I would still do it. I don't know about that, man. I don't like not being in control of the air. I don't like it. Just don't like it.
Go bungee jumping.
All right, most definitely. Okay, I'm going to go to a few callers. I do see we got some callers. Let's go to the one. I'm going to be random here. All right.
Just pick a random one.
If you don't want to talk, just let me know. I'm calling from the 352. Did you have any questions? Oh, he hung up. As soon as I called that person, he got shy. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, call from 78708. Did you have any questions?
Hello?
How are you?
Okay, they probably just listening.
Put my damn
sorry computer. About that. Some people just listening. I got one more to go to, another call from the A0 phone. Who we got?
Hello.
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 Okay, yep. There we go. Hello, caller.
Hi.
What's your name and what's your question?
My name is Gianni. And I was just wondering if you could bring back one musician from Back from the Dead. And why?
Really? I would bring back Biggie or Tupac. Whatever one. Y'all marinate on
it. You only pick one, though.
Well,
you're going to choose, yeah, you're going to choose one. You cheat.
I said or. I would choose Biggie then, y'all.
Why are you? You should be Tupac.
You were cheating. You're going to pick two. You said or. You're going to say or. You got to pick one. Why Biggie? Why would you pick Biggie?
Because, like.
He's my cousin.
Huh?
Huh?
Wait, what?
I'm part of his bloodline.
Okay, well,
okay.
I choose Biggie because, you know, I can relate to him more. You know how, like, you having a bad day and you just listen to Biggie, but like, oh, yeah, you can't stay mad. You just got to dance. You got to vibe for his music. Like, you understand. You know. I will play that Biggie for y'all. Y'all don't know.
See, I've always tried to figure out who I... Like, because if you pick one, everybody always hate. Everyone always get an attitude when you pick one.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said Biggie.
And I be hating it. Like,
if you pick Biggie, be like, oh, you know Tupac this. And you pick Tupac, oh, no, you know Tupac was better than Biggie. Biggie was better than Tupac. Whatever.
I like,
They
know,
was cool at one point. That's why I understand.
I like Tupac.
Trying to compare their music.
Tupac got more. Tupac has more. To me, he has more subject matter.
Yeah, he had more of a storyline, too, but
Biggie don't suck, but Tupac just has more, like, you look at his body of work, he talks about a little bit of everything. He got songs you can, like, just chill, songs that make you think, songs that just make you turn up. He got you covered in any situation, so I'm going to pick him almost every time.
Okay. Next caller.
Okay, so we got, hold on 1 second. Oh, now if you want to talk, press one so I know that I'm not just bringing you on, scaring the hell out of you. If people be, I'll be bringing in people and they be scared as hell, like, what's yours in my life? Okay, so here we go. All right, caller from the 352. You're on, who we got?
Hi, my name is Sarah.
Hi.
How you doing?
I was calling just to see, like, what type of message do you feel you portray through your modeling?
Oh, good question.
That's a good question. That is a good question. Hello, Jessie. She's talking
to me. I'm here. I was trying to say what she said.
She said, what kind of message do you portray in your modeling?
That you can be anybody that you want as long as you put your mind to it.
Huh? Did you just say you can be anybody you want?
Yes, I did.
What?
Okay.
You show multiple personalities through different photographs?
Yes.
Okay. And what are those personalities? Like, what are they?
My personality?
No, you said you portray more than one personality through photos, so what are they?
You're funny, T.
No, she asked the question and you said, yeah. Well, yeah, let me tell y'all something. I got a t-shirt and I got a T. And you put them together, we twins. I know y'all see my twin photo. My alter ego is Tisha and T.
I see your twin photo.
Now, okay, I got another question I'm going to throw into the phone. We're going to go to another caller. So I'm going to put you back on me, 352. Hold on. Okay. We're going to 708. That'd be the last caller. Who we got from the 708?
No, callers are fun.
Hello.
Hello, who we got?
708.
Yeah, who we got?
What's her name? Not your number.
I'm straight. I'm listening.
Oh,
okay,
I'll
put you back on the mute. I'm sorry about that.
Pick a random 804 number.
All right, so yeah, I guess all the other people just listen, but
pick a random 804 number. They don't listen.
Oh.
They like it. Yes, they like to call in.
804
people
like to talk.
Okay, some of these people are only listening because they didn't press one. They're not trying to talk. So.
Everybody,
I just figured I'd check that one. Yeah, everybody else
press
just listening.
Press
the
one button.
when that little British woman call, when you call in a little British woman, say press one, you speak. Press the one.
Press that one button.
Press one.
So that one will open your line and scare the hell out of you. All right, who we got from the 804?
Go back.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes.
Hello.
Hey. Yes. How you doing? Yo.
Hi.
What's up? Quick
this
question.
This is Avin, ain't it? This is Avin.
Hey, quick question.
Yes, sir.
This is for Miss Angel. If you was to date a football player, would you?
Hello?
Okay, we lost you.
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Repeat your question.
If you was to date a football player, would you?
Yeah, I think I would. I never
actually thought
about dating a football player.
Any level, you know, NFL, arena.
Repeat that?
NFL, arena, overseas.
NFL. Why?
Why?
Yes, why?
So I can travel and go see them, at least.
Beep. Let me beep it.
Beep? What?
Let me tell you something. I don't want nobody that's in the NFL. Unless we started at the bottom together and we worked our way up there, because I don't want no finished project. I want to work with somebody so therefore we can build that finished project. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's why I said I never thought about dating a football player.
I know, I'm just saying, like, if you date somebody up there that's, you know, that already got the finished product, 9 times out of 10, you just a side chick, for real.
Ooh.
Ooh. Tell them, T.
Ooh.
So if you build that relationship with him and, you know, y'all get to the top together, hey, then y'all got that that power couple right there.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm deep.
All right. Well, thanks for answering my question. And just want to give a shout-out to my arena team, the Thunder. So please check us out.
Is this what I think this is? Hello?
She rude. She's so rude.
Right. Okay. Hold on. Hold on. I can mute T. Going too fast on the meeting. Okay. So we got about a few minutes left. Let them know how they can follow you, Angel.
Y'all can follow me on Instagram @_AngelTheModel. And you can add me on Snapchat @XXWeird_8888.
Oh, yeah. And y'all can follow me on Snapchat, too, because my thing be last, as he said earlier in the show,
@T1993.
Yep.
Hey.
Oh, definitely. And T, remind them how they can follow you.
Y'all can follow me on Instagram @T-T-E-E. The THE model _.
They got slow.
Well, you know, we're going to make sure they get it.
Oh.
Most definitely. Now, I want to remind you guys, if y'all miss any parts of the show, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ, CEDDYJ. You can go to iTunes. You can go to TuneIn Radio app. You can go to,
or you can just click the link in her bio, and it'll
just press play and you can hear the whole thing.
Correct.
Yeah, so you have to, because you download the apps, which the apps are free, it'll let you be able to listen to all the shows. So that'll make it easier to go back and listen to the TV show.
What's that?
That's what I was naming the apps. You were talking about, hey, just go take the link. Yeah, I'm naming the apps. You over there being silly. No, so you go to iTunes. It's on iTunes. It's on the TuneIn Radio app. It is on Stitcher app.
Radio.
Just type it, Dust 5 Radio Network, and you can find out the interview. You can find out the old shows on there. So go there, man. It's
y'all
listen
to like 50 million times. Y'all.
Free.
It's free. Everybody like free.
Everyone loves
free. Yeah.
It's $3.99.
But to make it easy on you, yes, you can just go straight to the links, because that'll let you to go straight to it. But you can go there; it will let you pick if you want to download it iTunes. So, yeah, making it easier on you. Shoot, man. That being said, we want on everybody remind you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, when there's a J or there's a U, there is a way. You tune in to the episode of Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Teddy J, my guest co-host, T, and our guest for the night, my girl, Angel the Model. Again, Angel, I thank you for coming through.
Thank you.
You're welcome, man. Hey, stay focused, man. Stay focused in school. Stay focused in your modeling. And I definitely wish the best and continued success to you.
All right.
All right, y'all. We out. Peace.
Peace.